News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the European Parliament's report on the defective blocks crisis has recommended that the government ensure that 100% redress for those affected is put through. And I'm joined now by Fine Gael MEP Maria Walsh. Maria, you were involved in this report. This is sort of different to what the government's current plans are. Explain.
Indeed, I went on a what we call a fact-finding mission with the Petitions Committee, and while I don't sit on the committee itself, when missions happen in member states, they open up the invite to any sitting MEP, which was brilliant because we had all MEPs from Midlands Northwest present at the mission, meeting with families, business owners, experts in the field in terms of mapping and researching people and the situations that's happening in Donegal and various other parts of the country. Yesterday, the Petitions Committee voted on that report coming from that mission, and a number of key recommendations came from that. One being that 100% redress is required.
And that includes things like rental expenses.
Correct.
If someone has to move out during a period of time, and those types of expenses in addition to building costs.
Correct. And inclusive of foundations, because currently now the foundation is not included in the current redress scheme that's been placed before people. Other things that I think is really important to stress within the recommendations coming from this is the EU construction products regulation. We need to use and work on EU legislation at current hands. We need to map the country to ensure that we are understanding of the severity of this, and we need to increase market surveillance in Ireland, both at national and local level, which currently is not happening, i.e. being proactive versus consistently being back on the back foot, and increase the capacity at a national building control, and again, realising on the market
Maria,
surveillance.
This sounds good in terms of the system changes. That sounds very good. And it also sounds very good for those people, and I know, because we've spoken to them before, who are very distressed about their homes having these defective blocks and the big cracks and the fear around them. But in terms of the taxpayer being on the hook for this, this is an enormous sum of money. We already knew that this was going to cost into the billions, and that is with what was currently in place, which was a €450,000 cap. Without that cap now, the sky is kind of the limit. Is this fair and reasonable to the taxpayer? Because if supposing somebody lives in a mansion that had mica, should they have that completely refitted at a cost of 2 million, 3 million? You know, obviously the state wants to step in. Obviously the state wants to support people, and providing them with enough money to have a home is important. But this 100% redress, is there not a kind of a moral hazard for the taxpayer's purse here?
Well, I can understand your point, but after meeting with families and businesses several times over, it is simply not their fault that their house is cracking.
Oh, no, and by the way, I completely accept that. But what I'm saying is it's all very well and good the state giving somebody €450,000 to rebuild a house in Donegal. But supposing they're going to give them now €1.5 million to rebuild a mansion in Donegal with eagles and pillars and God knows what. At what point do we say the state can't be responsible for everything?
I don't know. No, and I can understand the sentiment of the point, but scaling it back to the people we met, I've travelled the length and breadth of Donegal, and with the greatest respect, homeowners that are impacted by mica and pyrite are simply working to rebuild the houses that they have and making sure they're safe and fit for purpose.
But Maria, that doesn't answer the question.
No,
if the house that they have is huge.
Well, I mean, many houses that were impacted on the east coast of the country with the previous scheme were rebuilt, and there was no discussion on the type of size or to your point, the lavish trimmings that one has. Many many house owners that I've met that are impacted by mica simply want to build a house that is safe and fit for purpose, as well as businesses. I mean, we met a creche There's children in there.
I 100% accept all of that.
Just to finish this point, I mean, ultimately, the people we have spoken with are still contributing and paying for their mortgages in a house that is not fit for purpose.
Yeah.
So any person that I've met is simply not trying to lean into or overextend the purse of the taxpayer. They're literally looking for safety in their home.
All
and
right.
ultimately, this report leaned into the fact
okay.
that we need to make sure that we are providing 100% redress and that this never happens again. I mean, that's a key point. This doesn't happen in Ireland.
No, absolutely. And
EU.
I think everyone would feel that for a variety of reasons. Look, thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. That is Fine Gael MEP Maria Wolfe.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.